Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson with the weekly quiz. It's coming up in just a minute.
Anyway, called Dr. Kevorkian the other day, wasn't home, got his machine.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I look up at the screen, and it's...
Yes.
What a load of crap.
I'm looking at the sweatshirt. It's Al Lovemore Jackson.
Whatever.
Al, we got some Colorado to talk about here.
How can we love him anymore?
That's true. Al Jackson joins us from Denver, Colorado. You guys are in the news, Al.
Uh-oh. I hope it's for something good.
Yeah, it's something odd, although it is a good thing. It's a charity event, but I'm sure you've heard of this. They're auctioning off cannabis-themed license plates, vanity plates in Colorado. So you could, for example, get a vanity plate, B-O-N-G. The current bid is $2,600, more or less.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Or you could get ganja. They have a number of these you can bid on, and I believe the bidding ends, of course, on April 20th.
Yes, at
4:20.
4:20 in the afternoon.
Now, the money does go to charity.
I love indica. That's my favorite one.
But again, as I think Josh pointed out, or someone did, why not just get a license plate saying, pull me over.
Right.
Or probable cause.
Yeah, I stop it before we even get there to the pull me over. I don't like any adults that feel like they need to put their vice, like, on their clothing or their car.
Yes.
I think that's super weird. And it's like, if you smoke weed, beautiful. You know who else smokes weed? 13-year-olds behind the middle school. Like, it's not this, like, James Bond-esque thing you're doing.
Yeah.
It's, like, so mainstream and corny now. Like, I told you, I don't even smoke weed. I really stopped because I really, like, there's a part of me, I'm 43, I know it is dumb. It makes no sense. But I stopped because I didn't like buying it from the store. I like to keep some stuff on the street, Tom. And I don't like it. Just seems too like Target and the receipt. And I'm like, nah, dog. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like where we're going with all this like weak. It's so weak to me. So it's like, dude, you smoke weed. Great. Like, I don't know why you would want to tell the world that. But God bless you. And the $2,600 is going to a good cause.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to see a guy with a, I don't know, really nice car? I just see my new Range Rover. I got the hemp plate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, you got the new Defender with the license plate says ganja.
Well, if you've got, you know, $2,000 to spend on a weed-themed license plate, I'd imagine you can afford a pretty nice car, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But you also make a point, though. There's something about, I suppose, buying your drugs on the underground world.
Yeah.
It's like not having sex on a bed.
The good old days.
What am I talking about, Josh?
What's that?
Not having sex on a bed, it's the same thing.
Don't you kind of like not have sex in a bed?
Yeah, knocking one off.
Sure.
Knocking one off next to the ping pong table in the basement.
I don't want to be in the bed.
There you go.
If we're in a bed, something bad happens. All right?
Wow.
I like a good kitchen situation.
Yeah. Get up on that counter.
That is a lot of
because
fun.
Even when I'm not with you, I want you to walk in that kitchen like, 5 hours ago, I got, you know.
Wow.
He told me what was up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You put her up on the counter, am I right? On the counter.
You ever do the backdoor doggy style dishwash gag?
Oh, jeez.
I'm right here.
Gag, he refers to the sex movie.
It's a fun gag.
Yeah. There's no way he's performed that.
Holy hell.
Hey, honey, let's do the doggy style bit.
Yeah. We'll introduce you to the cast.
And then I've got a missionary hunk I'd like to try.
Our guest is the great comedian Al Jackson. You'll see him on the Daily Blast Live on a TV set near you or perhaps on your computer. He's also the author of Where is Baby Ford? Speaking of charity projects, a benefit for the Firefly Autism Fund. Al Jackson is also trying to coach me in my, trying to get me a little bit hipper.
I'm going to get into a lot of trouble for saying this, but how many women have you dated, Tom, that do dishes?
You don't let anyone do the dishes.
Right, that's your thing. That's your domain.
As it happens, I have rules and regulations. Although my rules are, I may have to get police tape. Because once I start doing the dishes, I don't want anyone in the kitchen for any reason.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kitchen's closed. That I've got a system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dirty dishes go to the left of the sink, then to the right. I've got got it all down, and then all of a sudden there are people standing there, and they want to talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they want to try to help. Which
you
they
mean
can't
your
do.
Family surrounding you in the kitchen? Can you engage you?
Not when I'm doing the dishes.
I'm with you, Tom.
I have a system. Lord. I like to get through it.
That's like a moment. That's a reflective moment.
That's when I watch my Lester.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You have a crush on Lester Holt, don't you?
I enjoy Lester.
Who doesn't?
I also watch David Muir and also watch...
No, I don't trust Muir. There's something going on there.
His hair is too nice.
Do you ever notice this, he always uses his hands at the beginning of the newscast?
I know. They've told him to do that.
Oh, they really?
Yeah.
Well, he's number one.
Weren't we going to have Al call? What happened?
Al is number one in my heart.
Tom, I was listening to what you were saying about the dishes, and I feel like on a much bigger scale, that's why doing the lawn and working outside, I think, is very like personal, especially for guys that have like riding mowers, because it's like a weird time where like no one can access you. Because just a lawnmower is so loud, and it's just like that 30-40 minute period where like you don't have to talk to anybody, no one expects you to talk to them, and then so somebody walks up to you and breaks you out of that little mold, you get upset.
Yeah.
To a lesser extent, I think that's where the dishes, it's like, hey, I was in my little dishes zone, I was thinking about four different things, and now you're asking, can I put this one in, and that's gone. So don't mess up my dishes bubble.
Yeah, I know a guy that could afford to hire people to cut his lawn with scissors, but he has his tractor, and he's got a lawn the size of 10 football fields.
I can't wait to have that.
And he's out there once a week with his headphones on, and that's his thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where he thinks of more ideas to make himself filthy rich.
Good.
Yeah. So let's learn a little bit about the language. Al, last week was a very enlightening week, and I'm not sure if I remember everything.
Yeah, Tom, well, you learned about Deuce, Netflix and Deuce. What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't here. I didn't get that
Netflix
one.
Netflix and Deuce.
The Deuce, if I'm getting this right, is based on... hello and goodbye and peace out hand signals, correct?
Correct.
And go with that. Peace out is with the back of the hand facing the face, correct?
Nope.
No? That's what?
That's the Nixon. Churchill. We don't want the Nixon.
Churchill. Sorry.
No, you want the palm facing your face.
You want the palm? Okay, and that means peace out?
Right. Well, it's not really facing your... It's more over your heart. How about that? When you say deuces, you don't say
like
peace out.
It's like dance moves. I can't remember all this stuff.
Just touch your like heart / up lower shoulder area, and then that way just touch it twice, like deuces.
Okay, so
in England, doesn't the backwards peace sign kind of mean like up yours?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, this is peace to you, and this is peace off. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So complicated. I need a choreographer now to say goodbye to someone.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
So Netflix and what is it? Netflix and deuces. What is that again?
Deuce. And that just simply means what?
like Irma Laduce.
Say it again, Al. Netflix and Duce?
Netflix and Duce. This is the review from last week, Tom. You're like the kid I gave you the time after class.
Does that mean I'm saying goodbye, you need to leave, I'm going to watch Netflix?
No. Well, you know Netflix and chill, right?
Netflix and chill, I know that. Yeah, you sit down and you try to watch a movie on Netflix.
No, not really.
There's more to it. Yeah, Netflix and chill means we're gonna put on Netflix.
We're really not gonna be watching.
We're gonna chill.
We're gonna be making out.
I thought it was relaxing.
Netflix and Duce is we're gonna do it. Then I gotta go. I gotta go quick.
There's no chill at all. No chill. Just Phil.
So it's kind of like an Ivy League style.
Kind of
Ivy League style. Shoes still on. Pants down at the bottom.
Oh baby.
I heard that's 50 Cent style too.
Okay.
Vivica Fox accused him in his book of keeping his shoes and his pants on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. No, Al, you're an Ivy Leaguer. You went to Brown University.
I did.
And I mean actually Brown University. I'm not trying to make some kind of, you know, Cleveland Steamer type.
We didn't think you were. That's what you call going to the John? I'm going to hit up Brown University. Don't do that.
Yeah, HBCU. The B stands for Brown. Yeah.
Okay, Al. So I gotta Netflix and Duce.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to turn the TV on?
I don't think you care because you're going to leave. You don't care what happens to that TV. You got the door.
Okay. So this would be the quickie or the nooner, if you will.
Yes. There we go.
The wham, right. Bam, thank afternoon. You, ma'am.
Okay. Yes.
Afternoon delight.
Now, Ace, you don't strike me as being a Netflix and Duce kind of guy. I kind of see you with leopard skin pillows. You've got...
Actually, I do have some of those.
Ace seems like the Netflix in the entire Godfather series. It's an all-day affair, man.
I'm seeing Ace finally buying a rheostat when it went on sale so he could dim the lights. Ace is quite thrifty, you see, Al.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
Ace is a coupon expert.
Frugal.
He knows more about coupons than anyone I've ever met.
You're cheap, Ace.
He's
a man that watches his dimes and quarters. I admire you, Ace.
But I got a raise coming, so I'm good.
Well, we got it.
Really?
Really?
I got a side gig.
Now will you do something, please?
All right, Tommy. This one's going to be a tough question that I'm going to ask you. The language issue.
Okay.
But we've all heard the term, he's an F-boy.
I know what that is.
Okay, so you know what that is.
A fanboy?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oh, sweet, naive Tom.
Yes.
The other word besides fan.
Uh-huh.
Yep, okay. We can't say on the radio.
Check. Right. Got it.
Fart.
What do women, young women, women in general, mean by that? You hear it all the time, but what does it mean?
Is this like an F-buddy?
No, not at all.
That is younger? No.
No.
Does it mean the gentleman's taste runs to other men?
No.
Okay, he's...
Does it mean he's incapable of a long-term relationship?
That's part of it, definitely. Oh. I would say that's a third of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Friend with benefits?
No, this is not a good thing.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's an insult.
Oh.
Oh,
Does it mean he's two pump Johnny?
No.
I'm just
did you hear how mad Willie was? That was almost Willie's resignation. Yeah. No,
yeah. I've already got Chick and Willie ready to quit.
Yeah, I wonder why you nut.
Do you know what it is, Willie?
It's sort of a male equivalent of what you'd call a round heel. How about that? Does that help you? It's a guy that runs around. He's looking for multiple suitors. If that makes sense, he's an F boy.
That's all he does.
I see. Okay.
That's perfect. And there's also like a lying component to it because there's like people that do have an active casual sex life or whatever, and I don't think they fall into it. I think an F boy is like somebody that's just like, oh, I love you, girl, and I'm gonna take you out, and I'm gonna marry you, and you're gonna move in, and like mm-hmm. there's lies and like gaslighting.
Yeah, it's kind of Weasley and
Weasley.
Wormy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean a word of it. You're one of a million.
Yes.
Well, I actually know that guy.
Oh, sure.
You?
No, you know, yeah. No. You don't need to mansplain F-boy to Christy.
No, no, I know a... I know a guy. How can I tell this? Not get in trouble here. Who a friend of mine knows really well, and he said, "Oh, did you know that?" I said, "Oh, hey, did you know that so and so is dating blah blah blah?" And he goes, "He is. You know, he's married, don't you?" I went, "What?
Ooh. Oh man,
yeah,
he's going to cut down on his dating."
Yeah. All right. Okay, I got you now. That's good. Thank you. Good to know, Al. What else do I need to learn today?
All right, that was a big one. All right, Tom, I actually really like this one. Tom, go off. When would I text that to you or say it to you? Go off.
Keep going on your rant about whatever it is you're ranting about. Go off on a topic.
Again.
No.
And I have issues
literal.
With... No. This is bigger than that, Tom. I have issues with the studio. I have issues with our listeners. Tom has consistently, once a week, nailed one right off the bat, hitting a home run on your first pitch that you ever saw in the major leagues, and everyone just sits there. Tom has gotten so, that's it.
All right.
Well, I just sit here because
that was really good.
Oftentimes, I don't know if he's right or not.
Yeah. Same here. So it's
not for lack of enthusiasm.
We're waiting for your approval.
So it would be there's no one better in the world at going off than Chick McGee. He's like the king of going off.
That's right.
Just watch him launch.
Rants are legendary.
I throw a spark out there, kablooey. He goes off. Well,
isn't there Chick McGee Day, June
9th? Oh, June 21st, 2018.
June 21st, 2018 was a legendary.
Oh, the famous. Right? Oh, yeah.
That's a big go.
We'll play that tape later on.
Could we get a cut-up of all of Chickie's rants?
Oh, we have a really good one.
It'd be
if
a box
set. If you could get that to me, like I'll animate them. Like I can put together a fun video for that. Like I love doing stuff like that. Like
right.
Yeah, Chickie. Like I you said something a couple weeks ago. I can't repeat it, but it was on the radio, and I couldn't believe you said it, and I laughed about it for probably 2 weeks. I haven't even brought it, but like Chick is quiet, and then just this.
That's right.
Fireball, and then it just goes back in the dragon's mouth, and the dragon goes back into the cave. I love it.
Al Jackson is our guest, and it's time to say goodbye to Al. Can we do one more quickie, Al?
Tom. Let's walk out of here in another walk off home run. Tom, what is a self drag?
Oh, jeez!
Don't think too hard.
Don't think too hard.
Self-drag.
Just say it.
Self-drag. Is this in the sexual realm?
No. Oh.
Can I give an example of what I think a self-drag is?
Yes.
Ah, man, I'm just too overweight to go shopping for new clothes.
Perfect.
Oh, so it's just putting oneself down then.
Okay, now I'll give an example of a self-drag. I was just talking to you guys.
You don't have to read my texts on air.
Now, here comes the example.
Okay, well, Al, it's always a great pleasure. Are you on the TV today?
Today's my day off, so it's weird. This is the only thing I have to do. Now I'm just going to be a weird old man walking around the house in his robe.
Yeah.
You. I don't like days off. I don't know. I think I'm like with my dad. I don't like it. I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, enjoy OnlyFans, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will.
Netflix and Douce.
Yeah.
Okay, and when he gave me the double finger thing. I think that's nice.
We love you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.